And the judge and I thought we'd cover 3 points today, being issue selection, the panel's workup of the briefing, and then the interaction at oral argument. And I want to call on a few people later about just see if we can get some kind of conversation going about how you get ready for argument. So issue selection, first is, do we even appeal or not? I'm sitting at my desk, the phone rings, and somebody says, can I mandamus this in the Fifth Circuit? I'm getting really treated unjustly. And I normally give them, I have a much stricter approach than I would in state court because our Texas practitioners are pretty accustomed to mandamus. I take it mandamus is not very common in your court.
I'd see maybe three a year, but they tend to be very creative and they're fast moving, so they get immediate attention, unlike a lot of the more ordinary things. Issue selection, for me, it's wonderful in that we are so derivative. Our job, any judge's job, is derivative of you. So it's very exciting to turn the brief open and see the issues. My law clerks and I do that. One story I may have said before, which I love to tell people, is Chief Justice Margaret Marshall, Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, was receiving an award for an opinion she'd written. She saw the lawyer who presented the case to her and asked the lawyer to stand up and come get the award instead of her. And often when you're up on the bench, you do feel that way. I would say my first point, just to keep quick points on issue selection, the first thing you need to keep in mind is if you're the appellant, you want to pick an issue that will get oral argument. And my colleagues and I may disagree on the value of that, but oral argument, in my mind, changes the decisional process completely, at least on a court like ours that's spread around geographically. If your case doesn't get oral argument, the judges will never sit down and face you.